Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back for the very first time. It is Wednesday, August 27, 2008. I am Jason Burmes, sitting in today and tomorrow for Alex Jones, and then Friday we're going to do a best of and play some clips that we did not play on the radio show from Alex's adventures over at the DNC. Another jam-packed day yesterday. Jones got on Russia Today, which is just a huge, huge show all across the world. He did numerous radio and TV interviews, and he took over MSNBC for around 3 minutes, and we're going to be playing that later on. But coming up right after this short break, we're going to go to Paul Craig Roberts and get his take on the Georgia-Russia situation, where it's going, if it's going to escalate, if it's going to de-escalate, if we're going to see another Cold War-style era. I don't know what to think. You know, obviously, Saakashvili is NATO-hungry. He's been trying to get into NATO for quite some time. He is a globalist. He had the third largest amount of troops in Iraq, highly pro-U.S., and he's a good speaker. You know, I keep going back to this, but when I watched him, and I watched him pretty much that whole week, but the Glenn Beck interview with him really, really stood out. And you know what? Maybe we're going to play some of that, too, because I do want to play that. But he's sitting there with Glenn Beck. He's talking about how, you know, they're living in this Orwellian world and Russia's lying and you can't trust them and they're for freedom and democracy. You know, classic doublespeak, even uses the term doublespeak. And lo and behold, all of a sudden in the third segment, after he's been talking to Glenn Beck for, 20 or so minutes, he's like, you got to understand, Russia is against all this stuff. This is about the future of Europe. This is about the future of the New World Order, you know. The New World Order that does not exist. So, yeah, I'm going to have to send that clip over to John Harmon, and we're going to play that for Paul Craig Roberts when he comes on. And Paul Craig Roberts has really done some amazing work over at Counterpunch and other publications as of recent. I mean, he's quite old school. He's has a huge body of work, but I've been reading his latest stuff, and he's not really pulling any punches at all. And thank God, because we need people to tell it like it is. Tell the straight dope, because 90% of the media is still parroting that Russia is the aggressor. Poor little old Georgia. How dare Russia go into South Ossetia and then into Georgia? No, they went into South Ossetia when Georgia began ethnically cleansing the citizens there after they had run some drills. Basically, before they'd run the drills, removing in radar equipment, other military equipment. Then U.S. Special Forces are there, Israeli Special Forces are there. They start running these drills. Now, to counteract these drills, Georgia starts running drills on their border as well, kind of figuring that there will be some kind of an altercation or aggression. And sure enough, you know, and a lot of people, we had a caller yesterday call in and say, well, how do you know that Russia isn't setting this whole thing up? Well, a 12-year-old girl from San Francisco gets on Fox News, says that she's in South Ossetia, and all of a sudden, they're attacked by the Georgians. They had to spend the night in her grandfather's basement. And then the next day, the Russian troops are the ones that got her out of the country, into Russia, and onto a plane, into the United States, and they cut her off. That accompanied with Saakashvili's little New World Order slip-up, you know, make me about 99.99999% certain that Russia, in this case, is not the aggressor. And we have Pat Buchanan, one of the most mainline politicians out there, one of the better Republicans, I guess. But he's done a huge piece on Georgia being the aggressor. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this with Paul Craig Roberts. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. like being a puppet, sir. You like being a puppet for the New World Order.
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rises. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned, and he says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way that anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
You know, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether I was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, official in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here is, it's not about me. It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And what I think is that no matter what Russians do, I told them, and I was asked what would be my message to the Russians.
Saakashvili blatantly talking about the new world order that doesn't exist, this idea of globalism, this idea of global government. And joining us now to comment on the entire situation in that region, in Georgia, South Ossetia, and Russia, Paul Craig Roberts, thanks for being here.
Hey, how are you?
I am very, very good. And, you know, Alex has gone over your latest article on the air, and I've read it, and it's a bang-up article. I mean, your last, like, three or four, you're really not pulling any punches at all.
Well, I'm just telling the truth. We are being led rather rapidly into a nuclear confrontation with Russia for no reason, no purpose, other than an insane policy of the neocons for American hegemony. And this is why I've never really thought much of the New World Order, because the only world order that the neocons who control American foreign policy are interested in is American hegemony, American rule. And the United States doesn't have the military or financial power to impose itself on the world. You have to understand Russia is a big place, and it's heavily armed, and China is another big place, and they're our bankers. We're totally dependent on Chinese financing of our consumption and of our the daily operations of the federal government in Washington.
So you believe this could be it, that they really do want this global nuclear insanity, really, I don't know, depending on how you look at it, World War III, World War IV, just an apocalyptic conflict. You really think this could happen?
Yeah, I think we're very close to it. I would give it almost a total certainty if John McCain gets in office. The neoconservatives, as everyone should know by now, are insane. I mean, remember now that the invasion of Iraq, which was orchestrated on lies and deception,
mm-hmm.
it was supposed to be a 6-week war,
mm-hmm.
and it's now in 6 years. And the war in Afghanistan is going on.
What do you think about these latest proposals where they're saying that in 2012 now is going to be the complete de-escalation, but then when you read further into the policy, they say that they're going to just slowly start retracting troops there, and it'll be over another 3-year period. So now we're looking publicly at being in Iraq until 2015.
Well, I don't think that will happen. What the Iraqis have done is to stop their fighting among themselves in order to undermine the Bush regime propaganda that our troops are necessary there to prevent a bloodbath.
Mm-hmm.
So having already cleansed each other from their neighborhoods, the Sunnis and the Shiites, they've decided, hey, we're stopping this. Al-Sadr was told by the Iranians to stand down his militias and to create the absence of the kind of conflict that the Bush administration was using to justify its continued presence. So that is the policy, and we can see that our puppet president there is less and less a puppet, more and more a spokesman for the Shiites and for Iraq, and is insisting on the time schedule withdrawal. And so I think if we try to stay there against this opposition, that the war will start over, and this time, and most of the fighting will not be the Shiites and the Sunnis killing each other, but they will both jump on us, and we will be driven out. The only reason we weren't driven out is that we never had to deal with more than a few thousand insurgents, because the Iraqis were mainly fighting each other, cleansing each other of neighborhoods, and gave us very little attention.
So you think our policy of divide and conquer is eventually going to fail, and that these people are going to unify and really try to drive us out? But, I mean, when do you think that could happen? We just keep pushing the date back.
No,
you know?
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. Look, we're deluded. Mm-hmm. We've always been deluded. We said it's going to be a six-week war.
Mm-hmm.
We're deluded. We've been deluded about the war. We're deluded about a surge. All that happened is what I said. They had finished cleansing the neighborhoods, and the Sunni insurgents were all put on the American payroll. We have 80,000 of them now that we pay, and so that stopped their interest in fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shiites are now unified with Iranian advice and backing to stop the conflict, so that it deprives Bush or the Americans in general of the propaganda that if we aren't there, there'll be a bloodshed, there'll be a bloodletting, and so on and so on. So as long as that is the situation, there's no excuse for the American troops to be there. And therefore, if we try to stay and stay and stay, I think we'll see that the Iraqi government and the Shiites will turn against us. And we never were faced with much opposition from the Shiites, because that's the vast majority of them. And they didn't really oppose us because they knew they were going to inherit the power from the Sunnis, from our presence. So, and they have.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we have ended the check on Iran that the Sunni secular government of Iraq presented. And we've now put Iraq in the hands of the Shiites who are allied with Iran. So they're not going to tolerate our permanent presence there, whatever delusions the American government might have.
Well, where is Iran right now in this grand chessboard? I mean, obviously focus has kind of shifted away with this conflict out in Russia. But, I mean, we had Cheney, it just came out with Hirsch about a month ago, saying that he was prepared to dress, I believe it was U.S. Navy SEALs up like the enemy in little PT boats and have a firefight to try to provocate a war with Iran. Are we still going to go there? Are we still trying to get into that country?
Yes, we're still trying to, well, I don't say we, Cheney and the neocons and Israel are still trying to provoke a war with Iran. But now I think they're more interested in provoking Russia because the Russians have rejected the attempt by the Americans and the Israelis to exercise hegemony over them in Georgia. And they have made it quite clear that they've rejected this, and they've now recognized the two separatist provinces. There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we will attempt to do is to proceed with putting missile bases in Poland and Czechoslovakia and Kosovo and the Ukraine. We will now take the efforts that were defeated by the Russians in Georgia to Ukraine and try to turn them into an American puppet state with missile bases on Russia's border. And the Russians are probably not going to put up with that either. And so what we have is a very belligerent, aggressive American policy toward Russia, which has thousands of nuclear weapons. And has already made it clear that they don't have the smart weapons and electronic warfare of the Americans. And so if they're confronting that, they're going to reply with tactical nukes to neutralize it. We saw that in Georgia when they moved in those two SS-21s. Those are nuclear-capable missiles.
Mm-hmm.
So the American government, with this insane policy that somehow it has to have hegemony over Russia and boss Russia around, is following a course of action that is going to provoke a nuclear confrontation with Russia. And it's no reason for it. It's pointless. It's an insane thing. It's like the old conquerors of, you know, 1,000 years ago. They just wanted to conquer somebody and rule and
they just wanted more control again and again and again. It was never enough control.
That's, I think, what is the neoconservative policy.
I have to agree with you there. How do you think the globe is going to slice up, though, and who will be whose ally? I mean, I'd obviously think that in Europe, allies, you know, Britain's obviously going to be our ally, but I could see maybe France and Germany not siding with us. I mean, what do you think?
Well, obviously, Russia and China will be allies, and that neutralizes us right there. The question then is, what will Japan do? Will it eventually desert us, remembering that they were nuked? And here we are threatening more nuclear devastation somewhere else. Europe, the leaders are bought. We buy them. Whoever they elect, we make them rich so that they do what we want. They always desert their own people. They betray their own people because they get money from us. So they'll likely, unless the fear of war with Russia breaks that, which it could do.
All right, we'll be back after this with more from Paul Craig Roberts. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah. a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
All right, folks, it is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, subbing in until Thursday, and then Friday we're going to do a best of the week. Alex down at the DNC going to be joining us shortly, and we have no shortage of news clips of Alex Jones we're going to be playing after Paul Craig Roberts leaves us. We have actually Alex on Russia Today yesterday. We have Michelle Malkin basically on Fox News ripping into Alex, the 9/11 truth movement, and others. And Alex is probably going to be on Inside Edition today. You know, he's been nonstop over at the DNC. You can watch live video streams over at Infowars.com right now. But we're talking to Paul Craig Roberts, and we're talking about this global conflict with Russia and how the rest of the world is going to side, you know, if this does become, quote unquote, World War III, World War IV, whichever one you want. And, you know, it's so hard to go over these things, predict these things. But, well, I mean, obviously the outcome is going to be the end of American dominance, don't you think?
Yes, and the end of life on Earth.
Well, that's
you have to take this seriously. This is a far more serious situation than anything that we ever faced with the Soviet Union, because there was mutual assured destruction. Neither side had any world dominant claims, and they were sitting there as checks on one another. What we have now is the United States with a world dominant claim and a war doctrine that supports that claim. The Bush administration has already altered American war doctrine, enshrining preemptive nuclear attack. They have broken the agreement Reagan had with Gorbachev and are building anti-missile defense systems and are installing these on Russia's borders in an effort to negate the Soviet nuclear deterrent so that we can bully them and make them do what we want. Now, Russia will not stand still for this. This is moving very rapidly. This isn't something that's going to happen in the next 50 years. It's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years. It's moving very rapidly toward a confrontation. Now, the idiots in Washington thought they were going to get away with ethnically cleansing Russians out of those two Georgian provinces. They actually thought that Russia would simply let this happen, and they didn't. They stopped it. And now, and what was the American response? It very quickly gave more money to the Polish morons and got the agreement that the Poles wouldn't give them to put missile bases in Poland. Russia has announced that, well, that may mean the end of Poland. They may simply nuke Poland. Today the headline is Russia warns of military response to U.S. missiles. Russia, angry with U.S., takes up the Afghan attack at the U.N., you know, where we've murdered another 60 Afghan kids and 30 Afghan women, claiming they were Taliban. And now it's all been proved that we did do that. Mm-hmm. And the Russians now want us condemned. So they've become aggressive in response to our aggression. And the neocons are the kinds of people who say, what was Billy Crystal's statement? Isn't he the one who said, what's the use of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them?
Yeah, the editor of the Weekly Standard and one of the members of PNAC.
Right. This is the mentality. It's the most insane criminal mentality. And they control United States foreign policy. So it means war. You're headed very quickly into a nuclear war. Very quickly.
Well, what are we going to see in this country? Are we going to see conscription? Is it just going to be all out?
No, there's not going to be time for conscription or training.
You're talking total chaos. This is where they bring in their privatized forces, NATO, the whole nine. It's just a global conflict.
I'm talking about missiles that are going to launch.
Mm-hmm. But you don't think there'll be anything left?
Disappear.
You just don't think that there'll be
enough
left of anything? Wow.
Nothing, because the radiation is just too deadly. It's just too deadly. Look, we're not talking about little toy nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
That we dropped on Japan, and we're talking about massive things. I mean, if an SS-18 hit Washington, it'd probably kill everybody from Boston to Atlanta.
My God.
So you have to understand, this is a serious situation. We have an insane government. What is the United States government doing in Georgia?
Paul Greg Roberts, I know that you have to go after this segment. Is there anything else you want to wrap it up with?
No, I just think people need to be aware that this is a serious situation. It is very serious.
Well, the way you've described it, it's the most serious I've heard. I thank you for your time. I hope you can join us next week. It is the Alex Jones Show. We're going to come back with a few news clips. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kidding, what happened to peace on earth?
We believe everything.
Folks, if you missed that interview with Paul Craig Roberts in the last two segments, that's a reason to hit the rebroadcast at InfoWars.com after the fourth hour right there. I got chills right now. I hope he's dead wrong. I mean, he's literally talking about this country physically being wiped out. Not the end of sovereignty, not us going to slave camps, us dead. Man, that was a rough interview. I'm not going to lie. I'm still shaken by it. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in on Wednesday, August 27th, 2008. Man, almost September. Almost September 11th. We're really close to the 7-year anniversary of that event. And Alex Jones, myself, and others are going to be down there September 10th. Alex and myself are going to be showing Truth Rising and Fabled Enemies with Luke Rudowski's WeAreChange.org. You can go check that out at WeAreChange.org. It's 2008 now or never, and there's a bunch more stuff going on, obviously, on 9/11 itself. And even after, we've got some pretty heavy-hitting hip-hop artists for the weekend events. So, that being said, We played a lot of the Malkin v. Jones clip. We had Alex on. Alex is going to be calling in. But Malkin went on TV and spouted her vile, evil hatred. So we're going to play that, and then we're also going to play Alex on Russian TV, fitting after that very hardcore conversation with Paul Craig Roberts. All right, let's queue up Malkin. Oh, Alex, all right, never mind. We won't queue up Malkin. We'll queue up Malkin after we talk to Alex. Alex, give us a report from the DNC.
Okay, number one, we took over for 45 minutes, hardball with Chris Matthews. There's 10-minute clips, 8-minute clips, 3-minute clips, different versions of it, where we chanted Infowars.com and Chris Matthews was live with a bullhorn and about 100 9/11 truthers at point-blank range. We had them threatening to arrest us again, but we were on the city sidewalk right up against it, so they couldn't. That happened. We got 2 more days of major reportage here for you, ladies and gentlemen. The Malkin thing has just exploded. She went on Fox News and attacked me. Talk radio and blogs are misrepresenting everywhere that I said kill her. But we have a major investigative breakthrough inside, or is it extra, is about to show up here at the condo we're staying at. We'll see if it's a hit piece or not. We have a major investigative breakthrough. Now, with local newspaper photos we've seen and the video that we've found, we now know that there were several people with Malkin, the big bodyguard, another guy with a mustache who was a photographer, and then some frat boy bloggers who were with them, who were talking to them, who were getting what looks like orders from them. They would come over and pose behind me and say that they were with me. Then some of them and some others start screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. And then they start saying, why are you saying kill Michelle Malkin over and over again? And just a massive, massive setup here. And then we caught the same guy following us yesterday on the street. And we said, hey, that's the guy. And this was all streamed live on the web, so everybody saw it. It's posted at Infowars.com. He ran off. But the incredible thing about this is we now have footage of them saying kill, kill, kill. We now have the footage of them then going to the police and saying Alex Jones says he wants to kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. So we have the type of dirty tricks they play on video for everybody. And this is a big test to see whether we can expose what they've done, whether we can, you know, basically show the world what's really happening here, or will they have another propaganda victory? It's kind of like German Tallis. Gary Tallis was out there peacefully and got beat up, and then the Fox News said he beat up somebody in a wheelchair. Well, we didn't have any footage, so we couldn't defeat that lie. This time we have the footage, and I have IM'd the curtain MO, local newspaper photos that show exactly what we talked about. We also have the video ourselves. We're just so busy, we haven't had time to dump from our hard cameras. All we have was the feed live, and, you know, that's a limited perspective. But from our other two cameras, you really get a clear picture of all these guys together, all of them working in unison to, in their words, punk me, to set me up. And this is just absolutely unprecedented here. It's not just about Alex Jones or Fox News or Michelle Malkin. This is about disinformation and how these people operate and the types of tricks that they traffic in. Just unbelievable. Unbelievable to see this happening. But I really think that the...
Alex, you still with us? Did we drop? Okay, what was that last part?
Just Luke Radowski's calling me, so the phone's beeping.
Oh, gotcha.
I really think that the... The big issue here is, one of the other big issues is the takeover of Chris Matthews, because he says on there, well, it's a free country. This is how it is, folks. You can tell this country's free. And we've sent you that clip, Jason. I want you to play it today.
Mm-hmm, we're going to play it.
And meanwhile, we had the NBC security saying, we're NBC security. Stop that. We're going to have you arrested. And they went and told the police to arrest us. And they moved in around us but did not arrest us. So a lot more restraint than what we've seen in New York City and in Ottawa and other areas around the world. But I'm just so excited when I called into the show, because I'm in here in the condo with the guys, and I'm watching them for the first time review the live, you know, crisp, high-definition video. It is unbelievable how we caught these people in an elaborate setup. And it turns out a day before, Malkin was in another confrontation with people, and their folks tried the same deal. So you come up to Michelle Malkin, and you say, how dare you write books about putting Americans in camps? How dare you be for torture? How dare you say Alex Jones is a liar about the Marines killing the puppy? You come up here for any reason, they will have people start shouting out, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, and then that albatross will be hung around your neck. What do you say to that, Jason?
Well, it's a classic setup. They're trying to diffuse the situation of truth being spread among the people. It's the same thing as, you know, the people that are getting the media attention are dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia. It's to discredit dissent. It's to make the protesters look like fools. For instance, I don't know if you've seen the clip yet of the two Fox News reporters in the middle of about, I don't know, 30 or 40 protesters, and they physically get attacked.
They're flipping everybody off and yelling and screaming.
Yeah, they're cursing out. They don't have a message. It's just like what you and Tom Martino discussed yesterday on his radio show, that these guys are total phonies. They have no idea why they're out there. I mean, you can't just sit there and start saying, you know, take from the rich and give to the poor. I mean, you got to have a message. You have to say, this is why we're here. This is how we can win. These guys are dressed like clowns. They're dressed like anarchists. They're trying to incite violence. They're trying to squelch.
Going back to the Malkin situation, then once it's proven that I didn't say kill Michelle Malkin, I was on John Gibson's radio show yesterday. Malkin was on before me.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, so what if they were with her? You influenced them. You mind-controlled her people to say kill Malkin. So he's saying it isn't a setup. He's saying I mind-controlled them. Like the Emperor from Star Wars to start screaming, kill Michelle Malkin. So they've been caught red-handed. So then they fall back on, well, you were yelling and screaming at her. Only after her bodyguard bumped into me, pushed on me, and I did push him back. They love to clip that out and just put that on the web.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all this on tape. Everybody trying to discredit us, you're going to be discredited. We have all the proof. Listen, I want you to move the chemtrail lady back 30 minutes. I want you to do coverage for the rest of this hour and 30 minutes of the next hour, playing the or select clips of the MSNBC Hardball Chris Matthews, playing the Michelle Malkin Fox News clips we can handle.
And I've got you on Russia TV as well, so we've got quite a few clips from yesterday. I mean, you are really kicking some major butt down at the DNC right now.
Well, we've got Extra coming over here right now. We've got a bunch of other TV networks calling us. But it looks like these are hit pieces. It looks like we are really... really under attack here. They've been waiting for their chance to go after me in the national media. And it looks like this is their attack pattern right now, folks. But I think it's going to blow up in their face because the new information. But I need Kurt Nemo. I need Paul Watson. I need Steve Watson. I need you full-time blogging after the show to analyze every facet and create a master, you know, set Alex Jones and 9/11 Truth Up page so that people can see all the intel, all the data together. And more of this is going to be coming out, more and more information. I mean, this is damning, Jason. We have them setting me up, setting 9/11 Truth up, saying we said kill, 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 when their people were doing it. This is big. I mean, we have them. And then we have the national media engaged in a hoax against myself and the 9/11 Truth movement. But we're not going to stop. We're going to go bullhorn other live TV events today. We're going to go cover Rage Against the Machine in the next 2 hours down at the Park Civic Center. We are going to be doing other live radio interviews. We are going to be throwing it into absolute high gear here in the Mile High City with continual coverage at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll also be going live again later today and this evening on our Justin TV channel that's linked up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are on the front lines of the Info War, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones, over and out.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex, and God bless. All right. Let's cue up that Malkin clip right now and play that before we go out in the next segment. And then we're going to push Rosalind Peterson back to 12:30 so we can cover more of this. I'll say this. I'll take callers for Rosalind Peterson. So if you're going to call on topic, because she was a huge guest and we're only going to be able to have her on for a half an hour, let's take your calls on topic for that. So if you want to talk to her, you might want to call in a little early. She'll be on in less than an hour. All right. Let's cue up Malkin.
All right, welcome back. 16 minutes after the top of the hour. Fox News contributor Griff Jenkins wasn't the only one in Denver targeted by protesters at this week's Democratic National Convention. Remember, he was sworn. Look at what conservative blogger Michelle Malkin had to deal with as she sought to cover an attempt by anti-war protesters there to levitate the Denver Mint.
Michelle Malkin called for putting Americans in camps. She's right over there.
Where is she?
Right there. Michelle Malkin, Fox News. Michelle Malkin, Fox News, has put Americans in camps. She wrote a book called...
Where is she?
We're not in camps, Michelle.
And friend Michelle Malkin joins us right now. Who's that guy with a set of lungs on him?
He's the leader of the 9/11 truth movement. These are people who think that the government killed Americans and it was a big conspiracy.
Yeah.
This guy's a fringe talk show host, and he showed up at what was supposed to be a peaceful event, Steve, to levitate the Denver Mint.
I know. I
okay.
There were a lot of really crazy people over there. There was a guy dressed like Merlin.
You had Harry Potter impersonators. Actually, you know, they were there to try and channel the spirit of Abby Hoffman, who did this in the late 60s at the Pentagon. But it turned ugly.
Sure.
And for the most part, these protests have been, you know, fairly staged.
Yeah.
And, you know, the headline out of this, and I wrote a column about it today, is that, for the most part, Recreate 68 has been an abysmal failure.
Let me get this straight. So they want to have freedom of speech, but you can't have it.
Right. Yeah, while this guy is screaming that I'm a monster and an enemy of free speech, you just have to laugh at it. And I think that's the you know, one of the instructive things is just what a self-mockery these people have made of themselves. And, you know, this particular event, which I was there to cover as a blogger, turned out to be a failure. And so opportunists seized the day and tried to make news out of it by attacking the media.
Sure. And we'd heard that there were going to be anarchists here and, you know, the streets were going to be clogged with protests. It's turned out, thankfully, to have been a dud.
Yeah. They promised 50,000 people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the police have done a good job of maintaining order. But in this particular case the other day when this happened, they sort of just had a hands-off attitude.
Real briefly, as you've walked around the DNC, have you had a nice reception?
Well, there was that warm embrace.
That guy?
But for the most part, sure, from the business people, yes.
All right, very good. Michelle, always a pleasure. Her websites are...
Thank you very much.
Peter Ducey's going to be joining us in about 20 minutes.
Is anyone else sick to their stomach after hearing that little vulture talk? First of all, please don't associate me and my group with somebody who dressed up like Mickey Mouse to levitate the mint, okay? Those people are insane morons. That's what they are. And we're not on the fringe, Michelle. Unfortunately, you're on the freak fringe. Do you understand that Congress has less than a 15% approval rating? That you lie about it when our Marines kill animals on tape, and people, by the way, indiscriminately? Yeah, it happens. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. All right? A lot of our troops over there are totally mentally gone, and they are killing innocent people. Let's get them out of there. Let's get them out of this crazy situation. It's unbelievable to me. I want to freak out. I totally want to freak out. We still got a couple minutes before the break, so why don't we queue up some of that Matthews? Can we queue up some of the Matthews? Let's do it.
And then we just heard that Hardball was going live about five blocks away. We rushed over there, took it over. We Are Change, InfoWars.com, folks. Took it over. It's up on InfoWars.com. Incredible. Where... louder than Chris Matthews. It's InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com. 9/11's an inside job, 9/11's an inside job. And they did the same thing they did in New York.
Of course, here we are on the second night of the Democratic National Convention out here in Denver. We've got some demonstrators out here. This is a free country, as you can tell. We've got bullhorns and everything. We're going to try to ignore some of the crazier elements and hear from the people that are here to come to the convention and are paying attention to it. Right now, we've got Jennifer Palmiere, former Edwards, John Edwards advisor, and one of the most powerful men in California, Los Angeles Mayor Antonia Villaraigosa.
How are you?
Thank you, sir. We've been spending some time together. I guess it's the old question of carrot or stick. Last night, I never saw so much carrot. The charm of Michelle Obama, she was downright fetching as a family member, as a mother. The children were divine. The father was fatherly. It was father knows best, or rather, it was the Huxtables. Also, there was a great sentimental moment with Senator Kennedy.
All right, let's cut it. Let's cut the clip. All right, you got the idea, and he did this for quite some time, InfoWars.com. I think that's really the only time that Chris Matthews even addressed them. It was pretty wild. Obviously, you can't even hear what they're talking about, Michelle Obama, this, all a bunch of left-right garbage. You know, I watched a little bit inside the DNC yesterday on the mainline networks, and it was just gross, disgusting, revolting to see all these little lemmings like... the Democrats are going to save us. They're going to get out of the war. No, they're not. Like, you didn't You didn't realize the Democrats were not getting you out of the war 2 years ago when you voted them in, and nothing happened, and Pelosi said impeachment was off the table? Pelosi was part of the initial congressional investigation into 9/11. She's the problem. She's openly New World Order. When she was named Speaker of the House, she talked about Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill. And how it was, you know, she brings the Founding Fathers into it and blah, 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 blah. And then she did it again. She's New World Order, okay? It's not just a wrestling tag team group, folks. It's the real deal. It's what all this is about. It's about globalism. And that's why I really hope that Paul Greg Roberts is wrong. Because, personally, I don't want to be blown up. I don't know about you. And if you missed that first segment interview, it'll be in the refeed. He's right, we're all going to that spirit in the sky. Not most of us, though, because we're all too greedy, too self-absorbed, too apathetic. We don't really care what's going on. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to play Alex on Russia TV today, and a bunch more from the DNC. Remember, he's streaming live over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, Now the rambler, the gambler, the backslider.
All right.
God's gonna cut him down.
We're back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis.
Cut him down.
A couple religious tunes on the way in and out. You better believe it, man. I believe we have a soul. I believe there's good and evil. And, you know, you ain't good if you go down to the DNC and start pushing around Fox News reporters and just cursing and have no message whatsoever. Like, the guy's going, do you have a message? Do you? We're idiots. We're morons. I'm glad that there aren't 50,000 people out there acting like morons. Good. It only makes us look bad. People with real issues, with real dissent. Like I mentioned earlier, Alex Jones was on Russia Today on the situation in Georgia, and we probably have just enough time to play that clip for you in this segment before we come back for the second hour. So let's hit that clip.
While the shooting may be over, the war of words continues. Russia has criticized the Western media for what it has called its biased view on the conflict, but not all journalists blame Russia for the conflict. Alex Jones from the Infowars.com website claims American viewers have been deceived by the coverage.
First off, let me say I am ashamed as an American. I'm a loyal American who loves my country, but my country has been taken over by a private international military-industrial complex, and they launched the sneak attack on the Russian enclaves of Abkhazia and other areas, as you know, on 888. Using the cover of the Olympic Games and a dastardly sneak attack on the order of Pearl Harbor in World War II. And I'm just so ashamed that our country's been hijacked and is being used to do this. I was watching foreign news, and I knew that the U.S.-backed Georgians, the Israeli and NATO-backed Georgians, had snuck attacked viciously and were hunting down and killing civilians, attacking the peacekeepers. Just unprecedented crimes in our modern age, the 21st century. And then I would turn on CNN and Fox and even BBC, and they were reporting that Russia, it was headlines, Russia invades Georgia, Russia sneak attacks. And our leaders went on television and said that we would have to have a new Cold War. It was such an insult to the American people's intelligence that the United States backed Georgia. And I apologize as an American that we let our government been taken over like this. And this is not the United States that I grew up in. The neocons in NATO, in the U.S. and Israel want to have a new Cold War. I just hope Russia keeps troops in Georgia so no more sneak attacks can be launched, because the dictator, and we know he was elected under fraud, there in Georgia, has said that he plans, he said it last week, to attack again as soon as he can. So please, Russia does not need to leave these areas that have been part of Russia for years, Abkhazia and Ossetia, because we don't want violence. The American people don't want this. We want to be friends with Russia. The Anglo-American Western New World Order system based in, of course, London and New York and D.C. They have hijacked the U.S. They have implemented continuity of government. They have geared up for martial
Alex
law.
Alex Jones telling it like here. It is over on Russian television, folks. There he is. A bastion of freedom and free speech. I love Alex, man. You know, I've seen a ton of positive commentaries on some of the message boards about what he's been doing in the DNC, but there are always those backbiters, those haters. You know, those people that are raging with jealousy or just insanity, in my opinion. Alex is getting a ton of news coverage. 9/11 Truth is getting a ton of news coverage. You know, he's making the international media. Provocateurs are trying to set him up. Of course he's being effective. He's the most effective thing out there. It is the Alex Jones Show. You're at the tip of the info war. Here it is. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and of course, PrisonPlanet.tv.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.